The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. 30,000 acres of charred trees.
And when you see the magnitude of this fire, it's really, really hard to believe.
It was called the Rim Fire, the fire last summer that burned for weeks in the Stanislaw National Forest near Yosemite and blackened an area the size of New York City. And now there's a debate over whether to salvage the dead trees or let them rot. More after this. Forest Service Supervisor Susan Skalski says that the 30,000 acres of ghost trees in the Stanislaw National Forest are so badly charred that one way or another, they need to come down.
That's just providing that fuel load for a future fire.
And so, on the private land in the burn area, the chainsaws are already at work. The public land, however, is a different matter. The Forest Service has proposed salvage logging on its land, too, but to do that, it needs a waiver from environmental laws. Representative Tom McClintock, whose district includes the Stanislaw National Forest, got the House of Representatives to pass a bill that does just that.
That means millions of dollars to the federal treasury that can then be used to replant and reforest the 400 square miles that was destroyed by the Rim Fire.
But since that bill passed, more than 200 scientists have sent a letter urging the bill be stopped. Justin Augustine with the Center for Biological Diversity says the burn area provides habitat for deer and for birds like the black-backed woodpecker, which feed on the beetles attracted by the dead trees.
And we need to do just the opposite of what this bill intends to do by protecting these rare habitat types.
He laments that some people can't see the forest for the timber. Susan Skalski laments that whether the trees end up as a suburban subdivision or remain as woodpecker feeders, it will still be generations before the forest was as it was.
Once the whole tree is totally brown, it's not coming back.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.